This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has hit a pinnacle as only less than 2 days are left for canvassing. In this phase, voting will be held in 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on Saturday. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that everyone looks at India with respect today, be it the US, Europe or Japan. Addressing an election rally in Mathurapur in West Bengal, Mr. Modi said this has been made possible because people voted to power a BJP-led NDA government at the centre. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and defence minister Rajnath Singh held a public meeting in Bikramganj and Aurangabad. He also held a public meeting in Buxar. BJP state president and deputy chief minister Samrat Chaudhary is attending public meetings in Jahanabad constituency. Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas chief Chirag Pasman addressed a public meeting in Chennai in Sasaram parliamentary constituency. He claimed that NDA will clean sweep in the elections. Eight parliamentary constituencies of the state will go to polls on the 1st of June. In Uttar Pradesh, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has a hectic day in the state with four rallies and a roadshow. Addressing his first rally in Maharajganj, Mr. Shah claimed that BJP will get more than 300 seats in just five phases of elections and sixth and seventh phase will give the party more than 400 seats. He also addressed a rally in Balia. In Ghazipur, he will hold a roadshow. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath today addressed a political rally in Kushinagar and said that only BJP is capable in safeguarding the borders of the country. He will campaign in Devaria and Gorakhpur districts also. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Robertsganj. He is also campaigning in Dudhi Assembly constituency, where by-polls will be held in the final phase of elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed an election rally in Ludhiana and said that Constitution is the voice of the people. BJP President JP Nadda charged that the Indy Alliance is nothing but an alliance of corrupt leaders, as all its leaders and allied parties are corrupt and involved in various scams. Addressing election meeting at Sarat in Dumka, Shri Nadda said that several prominent Indy Alliance leaders, including Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, P. Chidambaram, Karti Chidambaram, Arvind Kejriwal and Lalu Yadav are out on bail, while others like Manish Sisodia, Satyendra Jain, Azam Khan, TMC and DMK leaders are currently in jail. Half of the Indy leaders are in jail, while the other half are out on bail. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists, including a female rebel, were killed in an encounter with Maoist security forces in Bijapur district today. The encounter took place this morning in the forests of Badepara in Maded area. A reward of 8 lakh rupees was declared on the female Naxalite killed in the encounter. Police have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists along with two weapons from the spot. In a significant milestone, the National Telemental Health Programme, Telemanas Helpline, received over 10 lakh calls since its launch in October 2022, launched by the Government of India to enhance mental health service delivery nationwide. The programme operates 51 Telemanas cells across all states and union territories. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the Telemanas Helpline has seen a steady increase in the number of callers, growing from around 12,000 in December 2022 to over 90,000 in May 2024. In view of the severe heat waves across the country, Union Health Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya has urged people to keep drinking water and hydrate your body to protect from heat. In a social media post, Dr. Mandviya said that there are reports of increasing heat waves from many places, so do not venture out of their houses if not necessary. After scorching heat, now extremely heavy rainfall and landslides caused by the cyclone Raimal has brought the normal life of the entire northeast India to a grinding halt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.